Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hello, welcome to Monday through Friday devotional, and today we are going to see Genesis 15 verse 6. And here we see, and he believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. Here we see God bringing Abraham under the starlit heavens and told him to count the stars if he can. Of course, Abraham was unable to count the stars, and God said, "So shall your descendants be." Abraham saw out of his own bowels a seed shall come, and the whole world is going to be blessed from that seed. Now Abraham recognized the dawning of the gospel, as we saw in Genesis 3:15, as God said, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed." Then Jesus said, "Abraham saw my day." He saw it and he was glad. Now here in this promise, when God said, and he believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness, he saw the Messiah that is going to come out of his own bowels. Now how do I know this? If you turn to Galatians chapter 3 verse 16, Apostle Paul said, "Now to Abraham and his seed the promises were made. He said not, and to the seeds as for many, but as for one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." Oh beloved, how Abraham saw Christ, the Messiah, the Savior. He looked to him alone. My friend, how were the Old Testament saints saved? Was it by works? Was it by keeping the law? No. This is what Apostle Paul said in Romans 3:20. "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall be no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin." So God's word is the final authority. It's not the opinion of a pastor or a church or tradition. They all should conform to the word of God, and the word of God should not conform to any man's opinions. The Old Testament saints, they were saved by hearing the gospel. Just like how we hear the gospel and people get saved by the gospel, it's the same gospel that saved everyone. That's the good news. The good news is centered on the Messiah, Christ, where it was pronounced in Genesis 3:15. Then it is, as time went on, it became more clearer as God told Abraham that through his seed, nations are going to be blessed. Old Testament saints were saved by looking forward to the cross and believing in the promised Savior. Galatians chapter 3 verse 8 says, "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed." Yes, my friends, the Old Testament saints did not have a fuller understanding as we do now, because we see the finished work of Christ, the fullness of the gospel. But they were saved by faith alone, just like us today. There were some Old Testament people who did not believe. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 says, "For unto us was the gospel preached," that's to us, "as well as unto them," that is in the Old Testament. "But the word preached did not profit them," that's the Old Testament, "and not be mixed with faith in them that heard it." So some were saved and some were not. Now saving faith is simply trusting in Jesus apart from any works so we can boast. Just like the thief on the cross, he was saved simply trusting in Jesus. The Philippian jailer was saved trusting in Jesus alone. Oh beloved, your works cannot meet the demands of the law. Only Christ alone can save. We don't bring anything in our hands to God to show our righteousness, but simply to the cross we cling. This is saving faith. Abraham simply trusted in God's word. May the Lord give you grace to trust His word. You know, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Remember how Jesus said in Luke chapter 7 verse 50 to the woman, Jesus said, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Faith is a humble grace. Faith is from Christ and gives all the glory to Christ. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of